Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, fellow royal podcasters Meghan Markle and Harry are finding their podcast is getting mixed reviews, with some finding them too woke. Speaking to The Express, royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliam said, "Harry and Meghan's deal with Spotify to make podcasts featuring interviews with guests of their choice is likely to have a considerable global reach. This podcast emphasized their links with celebrity as it featured Elton John, James Corden and Deepak Chopra, along with other guests who had recorded audio diaries, and we heard of experiences during the pandemic as well as a positive spin on what might emerge from it. The emphasis is relentlessly on positivity and on the power of connection. And both Harry and Meghan stressed the power of love, which they assured us would prevail. This may earn them some mockery, but it was undoubtedly sincere. It's the way they genuinely see the world. Some see it as unbearably woke, others as inspiring. Essentially, it was a constructive contribution by the Sussexes to help end a truly terrible year for the world on an upbeat note. What will be interesting is how penetrating they are when they interview their guests in future podcasts. We await interviews in depth with anticipation. In the meantime, this will please their many admirers." Well, the Daily Star shares that Ricky Gervais told the royal family that they could shove the knighthood in a furious Facebook post. The 59-year-old confused fans with the swipe that landed on the very same day that the New York Honors List had been announced, and with his name not featuring on the shortlist. His blunt quip suggested that he would never receive an official honor, explaining that he was from a very humble working-class background and therefore wouldn't want one anyway. His post read, "Dear royal family, I am the son of an immigrant laborer who didn't have a pot to be in until I was 40. Now I'm Britain's most successful international comedian and I be in anything I want. You can shove the knighthood, though. How about a lordship? Love your work, Ricky." Meanwhile, we learned that Sir David Attenborough reportedly unleashed a stinging attack after Prince Philip allowed documentary makers behind the scenes at Buckingham Palace to create the infamous program, The Royal Family. The incident did not happen this week, which would have been massively entertaining, but rather back in the 1960s. At the time, Attenborough was working for the BBC. In her book, The Queen and I, The Untold Story, Ingrid Seward alleged Sir David said, "You're killing the monarchy, you know, with this film you're making. The whole institution depends on Mystique and the tribal chief in this hut. If any member of the tribe ever sees inside the hut, the whole system of the tribal chiefdom is damaged and the tribe eventually disintegrates." The controversial documentary has since been removed from any public spheres on the Queen's demands. The royal family documentary was last shown in 1972. Ingrid Seward said, "It was a warning which was ignored, and in retrospect, the program came to be seen to have given the fateful encouragement to exactly the kind of intrusive interest in their lives which the royal family were at such pains to avoid." As we look forward to 2021, some royal events to look forward to include Prince Philip's 100th birthday on June 10th. Philip reportedly does not want a fuss for his birthday, and insiders say he is giving short shrift to those trying to organize a celebration and that he wants nothing to do with it. Also to look forward to in 2021, the potential return of Harry to the United Kingdom for a visit. Will he come? Will he come by himself? What about the Megxit agreement? What will happen to Harry and Meghan come March 31st? A statue of Diana is set to be unveiled July 1st on what would have been her 60th birthday. Surely that occasion will reunite the brothers. And what of those rumors that Her Majesty will retire at age 95? Might we be talking about the King Regent Charles a year from now? Her Majesty turns 95 on April 21st. Follow Palace Intrigue on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows. And a Happy New Year. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.